wow, this is wild. A major crypto deal is getting serious attention from U.S. lawmakers. I mean, a $500 million investment from the UAE into WLFI, a firm with ties to Trump. That's like a political soap opera meets Wall Street.
It's not just wild, it's a big deal. The House Democrats are launching an investigation to dig into the transaction's structure, purpose, and potential national security risks. This case is a prime example of how crypto is now tangled up in global politics and regulation.
Yeah, it's like the crypto world is finally getting the spotlight it deserves, though not in a good way. This probe is a reminder that huge investments in digital assets can't just slip under the radar anymore.
Exactly. The UAE's involvement is raising eyebrows because of its history with U.S. politics and its strategic investments in global markets, and WLFI's alleged ties to Trump's inner circle. That's a red flag for transparency.
I know. It's not just about the money, it's about who's pulling the strings. The investigation is looking into whether the deal followed U.S. laws and whether there's any risk to national security. This could set a precedent for how foreign investments are handled in crypto.
Absolutely. The UAE's deep pockets and political connections make this case a microcosm of a larger trend. State actors entering the crypto space. Regulators are scrambling to keep up with the complexities of cross-border transactions and their implications.
And let's not forget, this isn't just about the UAE. It's about the growing influence of foreign governments in U.S. financial systems. The stakes are high: money laundering, corruption, geopolitical leverage. This is a big deal for the crypto industry.
Right. The probe is forcing everyone to reckon with the fact that crypto isn't a lawless frontier anymore. If these investigations show violations, it could lead to serious consequences for the involved parties and reshape the regulatory landscape. The core of the investigation.
The investigation is zeroing in on Sheikh Tanun bin Zayed, the UAE's national security advisor. His role in the $500 million investment is the main question mark for Democrats.
It's not just about the money, it's about the legitimacy of the deal. Lawmakers want to know if this investment aligns with U.S. laws and whether it poses risks to national security.
And WLFI. They're described as a crypto firm with links to Trump's circle. But no direct ties have been confirmed. Still, the connections are enough to make people nervous.
Exactly. The UAE's history of strategic investments and its close ties to U.S. political figures make this deal a lightning rod for scrutiny. If the UAE is funding a crypto firm with political ties, it's a huge red flag.
It's like a tangled web of finance, politics, and technology. The House is trying to untangle it, but this case shows how complicated it's getting.
The real question is, what are the implications for U.S. interests? If foreign entities are using crypto to exert influence, it's a problem that needs immediate attention. Broader implications for crypto and politics.
This isn't just about one deal, it's about the future of crypto. As more big investments come in, the sources of that money are under the microscope, especially when it's from foreign governments or politically connected people.
That's right. The UAE's heavy investment in blockchain and crypto infrastructure shows how state actors are becoming active players in this space. But with that comes risk.
And the U.S. is trying to keep up. This case highlights the need for transparency and compliance in crypto. No more flying under the radar. Every big transaction is now a target for regulation.
It's a wake-up call for the industry. Crypto firms must navigate complex regulations while staying agile. The line between innovation and oversight is getting thinner every day.
Plus, the political connections in this case are a big red flag. If a firm is linked to a former president, it raises questions about market integrity and conflicts of interest.
Exactly. This probe could set a precedent for future investigations. If political ties are found to influence crypto markets, regulators won't be shy about cracking down. What happens next?
The House investigation is just getting started. They'll probably ask for documents, interviews, and detailed records from WLFI and the UAE.
And they'll be looking for evidence of compliance with U.S. laws, foreign investment rules, financial transparency, and anti-corruption measures.
If the investigation finds violations, there could be penalties, fines, or even legal action. This case could shape how future crypto deals are regulated.
It's also a warning to other crypto firms. Opaque financial dealings. That's a no-go. Regulators are cracking down, and the industry needs to adapt.
And this case shows how politically connected firms are now facing scrutiny. If regulators see a pattern, they'll push for stricter oversight.
It's a turning point for the crypto industry. Compliance, transparency, and adherence to international standards are no longer optional. They're a must. Critical takeaways.
1. Regulatory scrutiny intensifies. This case is a sign that regulators are cracking down on big crypto deals, especially those involving foreign governments or political figures.
2. Foreign investment and national security concerns. The UAE's involvement highlights the risks of foreign influence in U.S. financial systems and the need for transparency.
3. Political connections and market integrity. WLFI's ties to Trump's circle raise alarms about the role of political figures in shaping the crypto landscape.
4. Implications for the crypto industry. This probe underscores the need for compliance and transparency. Firms must balance innovation with regulatory demands.
It's a clear message. Crypto isn't immune to scrutiny. The industry must adapt to a new era of oversight.
And if this case sets a precedent, it could redefine how the U.S. approaches foreign investment in digital assets. The future of crypto is being shaped by these decisions.